Parents, Koala Moon is now available on Storybutton, the easiest way to listen to Koala Moon and many other great kid podcasts without having to use your phone or tablet to play the episodes. Save $10 this month when you use the code KOALA at storybutton.com. Listen to all your favourite bedtime stories and more without using a screen. Learn more at storybutton.com. Hey, Abby here. You can listen to this episode in full by joining the Coco Club today. You'll unlock the weekly Wednesday episode, enjoy ad-free listening, and help support Koala Moon so we can keep making the show. Sign up on Apple Podcasts, or for all other podcast players, click the Supercast link in the show notes. Anyway, here's a preview of this very special episode. Deep in the heart of a faraway forest stood a cozy wooden cabin. Inside the cabin lived a family of koalas. The youngest koala was called Coco. Coco the koala lived with his mum and his dad, his grandma and his grandpa. He also lived with his little sister, Kira. Strictly speaking, Kira wasn't a koala. She was a panda bear. Coco's parents had adopted her a few months before. But Coco loved her more than any brother had ever loved a sister in the whole history of brothers and sisters, and he couldn't imagine his family without her. So as far as Coco was concerned, Kira was an honorary koala, and he himself was an honorary panda too. Coco and Kira's dad was an absolutely terrific cook. There was nothing he couldn't make. He could make curries and stews, finger sandwiches and hot pies, delicious salads, and mouth-watering cakes. And he was very health conscious. He was always telling Coco and Kira how important fruit and vegetables were, how they could make you quick and strong and feel good inside. And so the meals he served were always healthy, full of eucalyptus and broccoli and Brussels sprouts. Luckily, they were delicious too. Coco loved finishing up all of his dad's healthy meals, and Kira did too, especially when her dad added some special food dye to the vegetables to turn them purple, which was Kira's favourite colour. But sometimes, after they'd finished off all their greens and a piece of fruit too, their dad would let them have a piece of chocolate for dessert. And Coco and Kira couldn't deny it, they loved chocolate too. Almost as much as they loved eucalyptus and bamboo. They often enjoyed lively discussions about what kind of chocolate they liked best. Coco said his were chocolate eggs with multicoloured crunchy shells. But Kira's favourite were delicious strawberry creams with that sweet gooey filling. One evening after dinner, Coco and Kira were sharing a little bag of milk chocolate buttons when Kira asked a very interesting question indeed.
"Dad," she said, "where does chocolate come from? I mean," she added, "I know it comes in these little packets or something wrapped up in foil, but where does it start? Who makes it?"
Well, that's a very good question, Kira," said their dad, and he sat down at the table beside them, folded his paws across each other, and began to tell them. Far on the other side of the sleepy forest, he said, there was a factory, a chocolate factory. It was set up and run by a very clever, rather peculiar and extremely elusive white bear, whose name was Papa Praline. That was why all of the chocolate in Sleepy Forest bore that logo on the packets, a big white bear. Papa Praline had a group of highly talented chocolate makers working with him in the factory, making all kinds of weird and wonderful chocolates.
Listen to the full episode by joining the Coco Club. Unlock the entire back catalogue of Coco Club exclusives
and enjoy all episodes completely ad-free.